Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have our chief meteorologist, Rob Gilman. Thanks so much for joining me as this week kicks off, and I use that term lightly, hurricane season. Thanks for joining us, Rob.
Yes. Good morning, Chris, and I'm eager to be helpful, and I'm so fortunate that, I've been here on the South Shore for well over 60 years and have yet to experience what will happen, a major hurricane.
That's right. You know, we talk about that every year. Hurricane season kicks off June 1st, and you keep saying we're due for a big one. The odds are it has to happen sometime, and I was thinking about that because just remembering back to Tropical Storm Irene, was that in 2011, just seeing the damage that a tropical storm made, that's pretty scary when you think about the damage that a serious hurricane could do here.
Exactly. And all we can do is look at history and get ready, because history repeats itself, as we've certainly found out in 2020. There's about a 60% chance of an above normal season. Now, normal hurricane season, you have 12 named storms, 6 hurricanes, and that's the tropical storm with more than 74 mile an hour winds, and 3 major hurricanes. And we always focus on that because that is the most destructive storm, 112 mile an hour winds or higher. We normally have 3 of those in the Atlantic and Caribbean every season. So this season we expect, again, a stronger than average season for a number of reasons. First and foremost, there's no strong El Nino. That's the Pacific weather system that tends to diminish the intensity of Atlantic hurricanes, and we don't have that. It's kind of neutral and going toward La Nina, so we don't have a strong El Nino. Another huge factor is the ocean water temperature, and that's running warmer than normal by several degrees. There are other factors involving dust coming off of Africa, upper-level winds. So again, this looks to be a continuation of what has been almost 30 years now of above-normal hurricane activity. We're looking at less than 10% of chance of a below-normal season. So that kind of gives you an idea, sets the stage. Remember back, it was 1991, the last time any hurricane hit southern New England, and that was Hurricane Bob. And here on the South Shore, again, we were hit by the no-name storm, a completely separate storm that same season that caused so much damage. It was back in 1985, Hurricane Gloria hit with 100-mile-an-hour winds on the Blue Hill Observatory. And the last time, what was about a major hurricane, and it was very close, but certainly the damage pattern looked like a major hurricane, that was Labor Day weekend of 1954, Hurricane Carol, and I'm sure some of our listeners remember the terrible devastation. The Great New England Hurricane of 1938 brought down tens of millions of trees at that time across southern New England. So we've had Arthur, and Cristobal is now north in Mexico, and will make a zip across the Gulf and do some terrible flooding and damage by late this weekend around New Orleans and Louisiana. And then it's Dolly and Edward. And again, it's only a matter of time before a major hurricane hits southern New England.
And thank you very much, Rob Gilman. Of course, we will keep tuned to you to let us know exactly what's happening weather-wise with every aspect here in our listening community. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Great.
Thank you. That's our meteorologist, Rob Gilman.